WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Violence at an ICE facility in Dallas. ABC's Aaron Katursky has some details.
It appears that several people have been shot, some fatally, according to Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem a short while ago. The shooter is dead of a self-inflicted gunshot wound on the roof of a building. And so it appears that the shooter, believed to be a young man, maybe in his 20s or 30s, according to sources, was positioned as sniper type fire.
Now, we're also just learning that multiple fatalities have been reported at that Dallas ICE center, that according to the acting ICE director. A 4th of July attack at a Texas detention center injuring a police officer who was shot in the neck. More details on this attack as we get them. Jimmy Kimmel back on the air last night, thanking those who stood up for him during his suspension. This is ABC News.
You're listening to 92.7 WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The field just keeps getting more crowded, and now Congressman Tom Tiffany has made it official. The Northwoods Republican is running for governor. Tiffany announced his campaign in a video released yesterday.
I'm Tom Tiffany, and I'm running for governor because I love our state. I see where we are headed, and I know we can do better. You know we can do better. I will freeze property taxes, protect our farmland from communist China, and I'll preserve our Wisconsin values, just like my mom does with her pickles. Girls' sports will stay for girls, moms will be moms, not inseminated persons, and common sense will win.
Tiffany is a former state lawmaker. He came into office in 2011 and was a prominent Republican voice during the Budget Repair Bill, or Act 10. After 9 years in the state house, he went federal. He's represented Wisconsin's 7th congressional district since 2020. That's much of western and northern Wisconsin. Now he says he's ready to lead the whole state and took aim at leadership in neighboring states and in Madison.
We cannot let Minnesota's madness and Illinois' insanity to take over here in Wisconsin. Madison politics may smell like the barn, but I know how to clean up the bowl.
In the Republican primary, Tiffany faces Washington County Executive Josh Shulman and businessman Bill Berrien. Democrats running include Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez, State Senator Kelda Royce, State Representative Francesca Hong, Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley, and Milwaukee businessman Ryan Sternad. We've got a ways to go before the primary and before the election. So gear up for more than a year of campaign ads gracing our TVs and our phones. The partisan primaries will be held next August, and then the general election is a couple months later in November 2026. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
The Packers make roster moves. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL. Wide receiver Mecole Hardman won 3 Super Bowls when he's with the Kansas City Chiefs. But at age 27, he told me the NFL means not for long.
Whoever they draft and whoever they bring in, you know, that's their decisions. But as far as on my end or any other receiver, all we can do is come in and work hard and make plays. And, you know, whatever happens, happens.
The Packers cut Hardman from the practice squad last night and replaced him with Jacoby Keeney-James, an undrafted rookie receiver out of UMass with 4.37 speed, who didn't make the cut in the Detroit Lions training camp. Baseball. The Brewers playing the Padres today in San Diego, trying to avoid the sweep. Last night, they lost 7-0 after new starter Bruce Zimmerman gave up a grand slam in the first inning.
Our fans probably don't watch it the same way I do, but he gave up an 87-mile-an-hour ground ball that had seeing eyes and got through the infield, and then he gave up a home run that's a home run in only one park in baseball.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
92.7 WMDX, Madison's real news and great conversation, and home to the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Patchy fog this morning, otherwise mostly sunny today. A high in the low 70s. Mostly clear tonight, low 50s. Sunshine tomorrow, a high in the mid 70s. More sunshine for Friday, a high near 80. Right now it's 58.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
My problem is I don't ever eat fish fries, so when I do it, I overdo it. I ordered a large perch, ate everything on my plate, and I felt like I wanted to die. And now I don't want to eat fish again, maybe ever.
I know it's a staple to get breaded fish, but if you don't get the bread on it, you know, you can kind of get away with eating more.
I'm not trying to gain weight for football here. I'm like, I just want to have a nice meal.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. John Peterson and Gordy Young.
Thursday morning, Tim Slecker joins us from Busted Pencils, and we'll talk to former U.S. Attorney Jim Santel.
Let's hope we can survive the rapture for just one more day.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
92.7 WMDX, Madison, living side by side with Sandhill Cranes.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I wanna say thank you, 'cause it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wider.
I fear that we will not have an election in 2028. I really mean that in the core of my soul. Unless we wake up to the code red, what's happening in this country, and we wake up soberly to how serious this moment is.
Wow, wow, wow. Gavin Newsom sounding the code red on Colbert last night. And it is not hyperbole, I'm telling you. All right. By the way, so Kamala Harris was on with Rachel the other night, and then also on The View. This is why I'm wearing my Say It to My Face shirt, remember? Mm-hmm. I said to Donald Trump, Say It to My Face. First of all, here she is on her relationship with Biden. Here
we go. It's a good relationship.
Yeah.
And it's a relationship that is based on mutual respect, having been in the trenches together, and admiration. And it's sincere, sincerely.
Okay, good.
For people trying to stir up, you know, about her and Biden, I mean, I think her comments were more about his staff, which I think, you know, were actually some points well made. I don't think it was about him specifically. And I think she was, as we said at the time, Chris, in an impossible position. Everybody makes a lot about that moment on The View when she, you know, what would you do differently to Biden? And she said, I can't think of something right now. I mean, she... If she had beaten up on Biden and thrown him under the bus, that wouldn't have played well either. I mean, she was understandably proud of their record. I mean, as two human beings, of course they're going to have, you know, some things they probably disagreed on. But anyway, but this moment just broke me. Here we go.
That night, I grieved in a way that I have not since my mother died.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And it was... the pain was, it was not at all about losing a race. I knew what it was going to mean for the country. Yeah. And all I could say over and over again is, my God, my God, my God. It was very difficult. Many people experienced it in different ways. But
So by all the you know, I thought, as again we played the, you know, tons of clips last hour from Jimmy Kimmel, he just was, I thought, pitch perfect, you know. Angry and defiant and you know, not backing down from, you know, the fight for free speech in the country, not just about him, but also heartfelt, choked up, you know, when talking to Erica Kirk. Was I just thought, again, pitch perfect. But with all this talk about rhetoric and us being lectured on all of that, did you see this? Everybody, of course, is talking about the Laura Loomer tweet. Uh-huh. She said, Jasmine Crockett's homeboys and homegirls are big mad that I called her what she is, ghetto. I guess I fin on my Shaniqua pops a cap in my ass. You feels me? Is that, if it's not possibly the most racist thing I've ever read, it's pretty close.
Yeah, it is.
Right?
Uh-huh.
Someone posted all this talk about civil discourse when Laura Loomer, a MAGA acolyte, calls Jasmine Crockett a ghetto black bitch. There's just crickets.
Yep.
I mean, the hypocrisy is just off the charts. I feel like on their side. And it just, let's play, just in case people have just tuned in. What's a good one to, let's do Cut Three again, okay. Jimmy Kimmel last night.
I've been hearing a lot about what I need to say and do tonight. And the truth is, I don't think what I have to say is going to make much of a difference. If you like me, you like me. If you don't, you don't. I have no illusions about changing anyone's mind. But I do want to make something clear because it's important to me as a human. And that is, you understand that it was never my intention to make light of the murder of a young man. I don't think there's anything funny about it. I posted a message on Instagram on the day he was killed, sending love to his family and asking for compassion, and I meant it. I still do. Nor was it my intention to blame any specific group for the actions of what it was obviously a deeply disturbed individual. That was really the opposite of the point I was trying to make, but I understand that to some that felt either ill-timed or unclear or maybe both. And for those who think I did point a finger, I get why you're upset. If the situation was reversed, there's a good chance I'd have felt the same way.
I mean, I can't say enough about, you know, how great I thought his whole monologue was. Okay, because I was just playing compare and contrast there in terms of rhetoric and blah, blah, blah.
Loomer versus Kimmel.
Yeah. And also, Chris, you just handed me this. I haven't read it yet. It's just, they're just such snowflakes.
They are
such whiny bitty babies.
They are.
Aren't they always the ones that said, oh, the liberals are always victims. They're always playing the victim. Oh, my God. Everyone from Trump on down, UN thing was all me, and poor me, and
absolutely.
Oh, how come I don't have a Nobel? It's like, oh, my God. But so Roseanne Barr, not happy with how quickly the Jimmy Kimmel suspension ended, and said he got off easy compared to her, and she's accusing of ABC of a double standard. Again, she tweeted something horribly racist, kind of like what Laura Loomer did, and ABC fired her. Donald Trump was president at the time. She blamed, I believe, Obama, who wasn't even in power. But again, you have the right to say whatever you want. You know,
well, because she said something racist about something in someone in Obama's administration.
Valerie Jarrett, right. But again, Obama wasn't president. He didn't have anything to do with her getting fired. So it just, it's, again, always have to be the victim. This, and I also thought this one was interesting. So Scott Jennings, first of all, as you know, I'm not really a Keith Olbermann fan anymore. Well, I was.
Yeah, you pretended to be married to him at one point.
Politically,
yes,
I was a fan.
Right.
But I, so, you know, again, he's very plain spoken, which is why people like him. But again, they keep spinning things. It's something that very clearly was not a death threat or a physical threat. So Scott Jennings is the conservative on CNN. He alerted the FBI, Kash Patel, to a perceived threat from Keith Olbermann. Olbermann had tweeted, "You're next, mother." But he obviously was talking about his job. He wasn't talking about violence. And so he was talking about it was part of a thread of responses to Jennings' mockery of the reinstatement of Jimmy Kimmel Live. They obviously were talking about TV shows. And he said, so Olbermann, after Kimmel was reinstated, said, "We won, you stupid pieces of last fold to fascism was last week. Now we get the fascists off real TV. That means your career is next, Jennings. Send a tape to Real America's Voice, but keep mugging for the camera, amateur." So you may have thought it's mean or it's, but he clearly was not. Trust me, I've had FBI-worthy death threats. That
Absolutely.
Was not a death threat. That was obviously a threat about his career. And it's just, but they're all just like, no, we're the only victims of all this. I mean, and Laura Loomer has the president's ear. She's not some, I mean, she is lunatic fringe, but the lunatic fringe now is in the Trump administration.
Yes, in the Oval Office, like every day.
Right.
Giving him advice.
Right. Gavin Newsom talking about the snowflakey quality of
Dana, it was Hannity, all these guys, outraged, offended, disgusted, because we put a mirror up to Trump and the absurdity of what's going on in this country, the absurdity of Donald Trump, the absurdity of these networks playing into it.
Yep. One more, Gavin Newsom on Colbert last
People night. Ask, well, is authoritarianism, you're being hyperbolic? Bull, we're being hyperbolic.
If you're a black and brown community, it's here in this country. And so I'm deeply proud that I had the privilege of signing the nation's first bill to address the issue of masking, also to require you have simple identification, to your point. I mean, if some guy jumped out of an unmarked car in a van with a mask on, tried to grab me, I mean, by definition, you're going to push back. And so these are not just authoritarian tendencies. These are authoritarian actions by an authoritarian government. You saw what Stephen Miller said last week. This should put chills up fine. Called the Democratic Party an extremist organization, basically a terrorist organization, saying he's going after his enemies. You saw the tweet that Donald Trump sent out, Truth Social, basically telling Pam Bondi, I want these three people taken out. That's happening in the United States. This can't be normalized. None of this can be normalized.
So once again, you know, he's passed this here in California that you have to, you know, they can't wear a mask. And so they're already saying they're not going to, you know, they're not going to comply with that. So it's just that's all they're doing, Chris, is going city to city to pick fights, to pick fights, to incite violence.
Yep.
I mean, J.B. Pritzker said it in terms of, you know, trying to provoke violence, trying to enact God knows martial law. This is J.B. Pritzker last night.
One of the reasons Donald Trump wants to send troops into American cities is because he wants to be able to take control of the 2026 elections. Now, if they've got troops in cities and it becomes a kind of norm for people, then it won't be abnormal for them when they're going to vote having troops at the ballot boxes. He'll say that he's protecting the ballot. And if he thinks there's some kind of fraud, I mean by that is if he thinks that his party isn't going to win, then they very well could do what they suggested they were going to do in 2020, which is take control of the ballot boxes.
Yeah, I mean, both he and Newsom really sounding the alarm.
Yeah.
The five-alarm fire on the midterms.
Yes, well, they should. I wish more people would.
Yeah, one more, Gov.
MAGA Republicans in Congress may be in control now, but in 2026, they will not be unless Donald Trump does something to change this country fundamentally, and that is what he's trying to do. Democrats are going to win in 2026, but not if Donald Trump is allowed to cheat.
Yeah, yeah. I'm glad everybody is saying it out loud. So we played some of the Kamala Harris. This is what I mean about the just snowflakey, whiny babiness of this entire party. Mm-hmm. So Trump's administration fired back at Vice President Harris after she called the president a tyrant. In this, I think it was the Rachel Maddow interview, they accused Harris of inciting violence when she caught. See, this is what they're going to say. No, the other side, though, she in no way. I watched that whole interview, Chris. She in no way. She said, sick, failed presidential candidate Kamala Harris is inciting violence on MSNBC, calling the duly elected president who escaped two assassination attempts a tyrant. Well, lots of people, including on his side, calling him a tyrant.
Tyrants are going to tyrant.
Yeah, exactly. This is exactly what tyranny looks like. Mm-hmm. But it's like they're just going to say, no matter what Jimmy Kimmel or Kamala Harris, whoever says, they're going to go, oh, see, it's just the same. And they're inciting violence when they're doing no such thing.
No.
By the way, he mentioned Stephen Miller. If you're if you need to induce vomiting for some reason this morning,
here's your morning Ipecac.
Maybe you need to get back to your goal weight like I wanted to. And then I had nausea last week, and it's fantastic. Stephen Miller's wife,
Katie, the lovely and talented Katie Miller,
said her husband is a sexual matador. In an interview with Jesse Waters, which is also a little bit. Waters said to Miller, so just so the audience is aware, you're married to Stephen Miller, so you're the envy of all women.
Oh, God.
The sexual matador, right? Miller replied.
Oh, God.
Waters said, what's it like being married to such a sexual matador?
Oh, God. What does that mean?
That doesn't really seem sexy at all, does it?
Well, I mean, matadors are
getting stabbed with a spear? I don't know. What does it mean?
I don't know.
He's an incredibly inspiring man who gets me going in the morning with his speeches. Oh, yeah, we have some of his speech, don't we?
Oh, I think so.
The Charlie Kirk Memorial?
In the original German, I believe.
Oh, do we have it? Yeah. Because it's gets me going in the morning. Yeah. You know how it is to get that loving wake up. Raus! Raus!
if it worked for Eva Braun, you know.
He's being like, let's start the day. Oh, that's what that was. I was translating. Oh, that's let's start the day.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah, that's basically
Liebchen, Liebchen, raus.
Hitler was singing, good morning, good morning.
Fatherland, fatherland. Okay. He's let's start the day. I'm going to defeat the left and we're going to win. Oh, yeah, I would love to wake up to that. That's so soothing. Go shut the up and get my coffee. He wakes up at the day ready to carry out the mission that President Trump was elected to do. Oh, Jesus. Oh, God, imagine being Mrs. Stephen Miller. Dear God.
Olé.
Oh, olé. It's a red cape. Don't make him mad.
Uh-huh.
I prefer this story, which I think is closer to the truth. Stephen Miller was reportedly so disliked during his earlier time on Capitol Hill that Republican staffers invented a rumor that he liked to play with porcelain dolls to embarrass him. Such mockery has not subsided. The president allegedly gossiping about Miller behind his back over his intense and awkward manner. Oh, good. See, that's one thing that might unite the country is we all hate Stephen Miller.
Yeah. Except for his wife, who thinks he's a sexual matador.
Oh, God! I just think I'm going to barf. The Stephanie Miller Show apologizes for that vomit-inducing segment. 21 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Native Bath Collagen. I ran out for a couple days. I'm telling you, it's not my imagination. I am the control. I'm the X in the control experiment, and I could feel the difference. My brittle hips could feel the difference.
You dried up.
Right? My hips became my actual age. Yeesh. Okay. Collagen, the most abundant protein in your body. Your natural supply drops as you age. That's why so many people your age are turning, your age, my age, our age, just any age is a good thing to do.
The royal age.
Right.
Yes.
To relieve joint pain, rebuild bones, even look years younger. I'm telling you, working from the inside out, it is fantastic. It's flavorless. It goes right in my coffee every morning. Put it in your tea, your smoothie, what have yous. And here's what you need to get the right stuff. Check out the top five collagen warnings every American needs to see along with a special offer. Get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price and free shipping. The best collagen. This offer only available at getnativepath.com/Stephanie.
God, it was terrible. Hilarious.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Our public schools are not Sunday schools. Across the country, lawmakers are turning public schools into battlegrounds for religious indoctrination. Ten Commandments posters in classrooms, school chaplains replacing trained counselors, and taxpayer-funded vouchers siphoning billions from public schools into private religious academies, many that discriminate based on religion, gender identity, or sexual orientation. This isn't religious freedom. It's religious takeover. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is sounding the alarm and taking action. We're challenging these attacks in court, exposing the lawmakers behind them, and protecting students' rights to learn free from religious coercion. Learn what's happening in your state and how to push back at ffrf.us/school or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511 or go to ffrf.us/school because our public schools are for education, not evangelism. Text Miller to 511-511 to learn more. Text fees may apply.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
get ready to go for the green and gold right here on this local civic media station. Your keyword for this hour in the multi-state contest is YARD, Y-A-R-D. Yard. Text in the keyword before the end of this hour for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry, and be entered to win Civic Media's grand prize, two indoor club level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay.
Is your computer so slow you can hardly use it? Does it have blue screens, malware, viruses, reboots, hardware crashes? Sound familiar? Computers will have problems, and when they do, you need the computer experts at Madison Computer Works. Every day, we help home users and businesses keep their computers and networks running smoothly. For solutions to your computer problems, call the pros at 231-8000, and we'll turn this into this. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
What is a commercial? It's a message delivered to the people, in this instance through your radio speakers, into your ears. Why, it's like a movie for your brain. This radio commercial is directed to the business community. If you want to reach more customers, you should be using WMDX Radio. It's that simple. Just email sales at WMDXradio.com and let our crack sales team show you how to make your business grow with the number one medium known to humankind, the radio commercial on WMDX. Long may you wave.
Family needing a getaway? Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells has everything you want right on the Wisconsin River. Splash into new surrealistic water park fun with rainbow rapids. Try new dual zipline racing at Chula's Aerial Adventure Park. New thrills like the towering 200-foot bungee ejection ride, plus $20 million in lodging renovations, 18 holes of challenging golf, all on site. Check it all out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Stephanie Miller.
Cannot wait to talk to Malcolm Nance about Trump's latest U-turn on Ukraine. I think it's like they say, whoever talks to him last.
Yeah.
So he talked to Zelensky at the UN yesterday, and now all Putin has to do is call him and either threaten him or flatter him. He'll 180 again. But I, for the moment, okay, yay.
Yay.
I stand with Ukraine. It could be Grampy's dementia. It could be his, escalator PTSD. Who knows? Covey says, imagine having a 37% approval rating and going around lecturing other world leaders on how to run their countries. Yeah. Thank you. Trump referencing a hat his own campaign made to prove how smart he is. That may have been the most humiliating moment. You know, I have a hat that says Trump is right about everything. Because I was. He actually said that in front of world leaders.
I could make a hat that says Steph was right about everything.
Right? Oh, I got a letter. Hang on. I have a letter for you from Paula Poundstone.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Which is hilarious. Subject line is attention HR. That's me.
You're HR? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
To whom it may concern. Uh-huh. And normally it wouldn't concern any of us. None of us really give a.
But since it mentioned me, it concerns.
It's from Paula Poundstone, so now it does concern us. Right. Yeah. Chris Lavoie's response to being corrected about his statement that Nancy Walker was in the Palmolive commercial was that Jan Miner, who played Madge in the commercial, and Nancy Walker look alike. Mm-hmm. They both have faces and hair, but that can be said of so many of us. Will you be firing him, or can I look forward to an on-air apology, Paula Poundstone? Which I love, she always signs her whole name, even though in the subject line it says from Paula Poundstone.
Right. Yeah, from the desk of Paula Poundstone.
Paula Poundstone, yeah. Yes.
Right.
If you have listened to the show at all, Paul, you realize that I will not fire Chris Lavoie for any reason of any kind, including calling me the C word. So good luck on that.
I did that once. Only once.
However, she is also correct. Nancy Miner and Nancy Walker look nothing alike. Jan Miner.
Jan Miner.
Yes.
They do look alike.
No, they look nothing alike.
And they sound alike, too. They both have husky voices.
All right, Carol. Carol in Phoenix. Hi, Carol.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Go ahead.
My question is, I saw a snippet really quick on the news one day. This is about Epstein stuff. Is there any verification that Pam Bondi herself as a teenager could be involved with the Epstein files?
I haven't heard that.
I know she's known Trump since she was a young girl.
I haven't heard that. You know what I did hear, though, was that, what's her name? Who's the Sports Illustrated model slash lawyer? Lindsay Halligan was in the same pageant as Erica Kirk. That was a Trump-owned pageant. That's a weird coinky dink.
I don't know that it's a coincidence. These people all
pageant
travel.
News as fourth runner-up in America's Junior Miss in 19 something. I care about this news, pageant news. All right, Malcolm Nance next.
Madison, more lakes, more bikes, lively politics, and WMDX.
You're listening to 92.7 WMDX, Madison's home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. A new immigration policy from the Trump administration is creating a murky situation for hundreds of workers at UW-Madison. It's all over the H-1B visa program. People with those visas are in the U.S. for work and are often sponsored by their employer. According to Reuters, the president's changes include favoring higher-skilled workers and requiring a $100,000 yearly fee from the company sponsoring them. Universities and tech companies often sponsor employees through this program, and that includes UW-Madison. A spokesperson confirmed to me there are 380 employees with H-1B visas employed and sponsored by the university. Now, the biggest changes only apply to new visa applicants. Still, university leaders are urging caution among their employees who already have their H-1B visas. Still, university leaders are urging caution among employees, telling them to, quote, consult with your unit or department to understand the potential risks and impacts, end quote, before traveling internationally. For many of them, that's a trip home to see loved ones. Meanwhile, some Wisconsin sheriff's departments are now facing lawsuits over their deals to cooperate with Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Isabella Nieto reports.
The ACLU of Wisconsin announced last week that it has filed a petition on behalf of immigrant rights group Voces de la Frontera. The group is asking the state Supreme Court to make it illegal for Wisconsin jails to honor voluntary requests from ICE to hold individuals for an additional 48 hours after they should have been released. This additional hold allows ICE to take custody of and deport them. If the lawsuit is successful, Wisconsin local and state law enforcement would not be able to hold anyone in jail beyond their release dates. For Civic Media News, I'm Isabella Nieto.
And I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. 92.7 WMDX News.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report, right here on 92.7 WMDX.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Patchy fog this morning, otherwise mostly sunny today. A high in the low 70s. Mostly clear tonight, low 50s. Sunshine tomorrow, a high in the mid 70s. More sunshine for Friday, a high near 80. It's 60 right now.
Get ready to go for the green and gold right here on this local Civic Media station. Your keyword for this hour in the multi-state contest is YARD, Y-A-R-D, YARD. Text in the keyword before the end of this hour for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry, and be entered to win Civic Media's grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
We don't always agree politically, but Bill McCosh.
Thanks for having me. You want to talk Brewers first?
It's been a really special season, and it's not whether you're wearing red or blue hats, it's yellow and blue.
How do you come together in politics? This is one of the ways. Yeah. Find some common ground and then expand on that. And then you got to listen to the other side.
Our neighbors are not our enemies. We can disagree politically, but still find ways to bring our community together.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app, Maggie Dawn.
Federal judges are speaking out against Donald Trump's attacks on the rule of law and the Supreme Court's evident complicity. Join us as we speak with former Judge John Tinder and former Judge Diane Wood.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
U.S. Kids and the Ad Council.
Apparently, Chicago is living rent-free in the president's head. He seems to mention Chicago at every turn. The reality is that Chicago isn't even in the top 25 cities in terms of violent crime rates. So he's attacking Chicago because he doesn't like that people in Chicago don't vote for Donald Trump. They don't support Donald Trump. He doesn't like the governor, me, because I don't support Donald Trump. And I think he's wrong for the United States.
Yeah. Yeah. Governor J.B. Pritzker. Okay. So many heroes of democracy this morning.
We can dance if we want to. If we don't, somebody will. Because Republicans are rude and should be removed and act like they're imbeciles. I say, Malcolm Nance, Malcolm Nance, Trump is under Putin's control. We can dance while Stephanie dances with the pole. Well, it's the Malcolm Nance. It's the Malcolm Nance. Well, it's the Malcolm Nance.
Hi, good morning, Malcolm Nance. How are you?
You know, my guessing which entry song I'm going to have is the only pleasure I get out of life these days.
Jingles are all we have.
Half the time I'm betting on Bowie. It is a form of rehab. But if Stephanie Miller wasn't here to do that, now we can talk about all the horrible things. What's going on?
Yeah, the end of the world after the rapture is going to, we're just going to be, the last thing we hear will be a Rocky Mountain Mike jingle about, I don't know, a parody of It's the End of the World.
Well, one of my contractors didn't show up, so maybe the rapture happened.
Oh, maybe he got raptured. Okay.
Hey, yeah.
Well, listen, I got to start with this 180 on Ukraine. So President Zelensky admitted he was a little bit surprised about Trump's surprise announcement in support of Ukraine. He spoke to Zelensky on the sidelines of the UN after his unbelievably embarrassing, horrifying speech.
Oh my God!
So Trump posted on social media right after meeting with Zelensky. I think Ukraine, with the support of the European Union, is in a position to fight and win all of Ukraine back in its original form, with time, patience, and the financial support of Europe and in particular NATO. The original borders from where this war started is very much an option, huh? What now? He said Russia has been fighting aimlessly for 3.5 years, a war that should have taken a real military power less than a week to win. This is not distinguishing in Russia. In fact, it's very much making them look like a paper tiger. He said it was making Russia look bad because it was supposed to be a quick little skirmish. It shows you what leadership is, what bad leadership can do to a country. Holy cow, are we getting the P-tapes? What's going on?
Well, to tell you the truth, I think it just harks back to Trump's particular style of negotiating. And, you know, one day it's like Zelensky's the worst and we're going to take away all your weapons and your equipment. And I mean, it just shows a level of abject desperation.
Yeah.
He really thinks he can play an ex-KGB dictator by saying, well, maybe Ukraine will win. But I want to point one thing out in that little comment.
Mm-hmm.
He did not say the United States. He said Europe and NATO. Mm-hmm. And the way he's been talking is we'll sell, you know, because he's out to make money personally.
Yeah.
He'll sell equipment to Europe. But when he means NATO, he means NATO without the United States, with minimal responsibility over there. And now it's about maybe I'll just go make my money off of Ukraine. And he really thinks Putin is going to come crawling to him. Expect a massive provocation to make Trump look stupid.
Well, thank you, Malcolm. I was going to say, this is what they always say. It's whoever he talks to last, because he's such a dunce, because he talked to Zelensky. All Putin has to do is threaten him or you know, suck up to him, and he'll say 180 degrees the opposite the next day, won't he? I mean, he's done this before.
Yeah, absolutely. And so do all of his sycophants. I don't know who wrote that up for him. My guess is Marco Rubio. Is the one who wrote that up for him. But those aren't his words.
Yeah.
I mean, one, they're coherent.
Right.
Two,
not how he talks.
They offer a policy from beginning to end, so that's not his. You know, I don't think the United States is going back to the side of Zelensky. I think he's going to the side of whoever can pay him and his friends money. And Zelensky knows how to deal with corrupt, you know, presidents. When Zelensky came into office, he replaced a guy that literally was the most corrupt president in the modern Ukrainian history, who worked for Moscow, who you knew he was leaving when he left with 20 Gucci bags.
Yeah.
Not joking, real, you know, bags.
Tom Holman's so, like, wait, you can get it in a Gucci bag? I thought it only came in a Kava bag, the bags of cash.
That's and Trump thinks that Holman's a piker anyway. Trump got billions. This guy got 50,000 in cash. That's walkabout money. So Zelensky knew how to play him, and we're seeing the results of that.
I mean, meanwhile, when you say that wasn't the real him, that tweet, the real him was the speech without a teleprompter, right? A senior foreign diplomat posted at the UN texted me, this man is stark raving mad. Do Americans not see how embarrassing this is? Guy Fawkes just said, the laughingstock of the world. I feel bad for you, America. I really do. That was a disgrace today. I mean, okay, let me give you an exact quote. We have a border strong, and we have a shape. And that shape doesn't just go straight up. The shape is amorphous when it comes to the atmosphere. What the? People were sitting there oh, my God.
What? Okay. My problem is for the last year, people should have been saying, this man's mentally ill. This man's demented. This man has a severe psychological problem. U.S. news media is so bought that, let's be honest, okay? Kamala Harris makes a funny laugh, and they call that her 30,000-foot, line she has to go through, right, or go over. Trump, all he has to do is be a white man that stands up and breathes, and he has trouble doing that, too. And I've literally seen people say this to me, that he's the most eloquent. Kamala Harris couldn't form a sentence.
Oh, God.
These people are in a cult, and that cult does not care if he keels over. They will prop him up, and they, like Lenin, and they will swear he's alive and giving out wisdom, through a secret tablet every day.
So yesterday was a great day for the resistance, Malcolm, from Jimmy Kimmel's triumphant return to Newsom on Colbert's show. I love this. The secret handshake group put a satirical statue on the National Mall that depicts Trump and Epstein frolicking and holding hands in celebration of Friendship Month in September. The resistance is alive, I tell you, and well. Because you wrote a great piece, as you do, we link to it as we do. Danger, Trump has declared war on you. Updated, Charlie Kirk's death is Trump's mini Reichstag fire, and it may destroy all of your rights. Yesterday lifted me up. What about you? But that your piece is really...
Gavin Newsom,
Governor Pritzker, all like you are doing the five-alarm fire right now, saying exactly what you're saying.
Yeah, they are. The problem is, why did we get to this point? Why did we get to the point where a week ago Rachel Maddow had to say, well, I'm afraid to say it, but all those people who ran around for years with their hair on fire, I'm raising my hand to that one, have been proven true. Everything they've ever said has been proven true.
Yeah.
We still have an organizational problem. I know the Democratic Party now, Ken Martin is saying that they are working quietly to get people elected, and they did. They just got Grijalva elected in Arizona, which I think is great. We are narrowing the picture, but we need to be
by 17 points. By 17 points, Grijalva won.
By 17 points. We need to be standing up the big leaders, because Democrats only follow leaders. Remember that. The Newsoms, the Pritzkers, the Hochuls, Mamdani, I don't care. Whoever can mobilize our side, there are more of us than them. Don't forget, Joe Biden won his election in 2020 by 81 million votes.
Yeah.
And somehow 6 million of those people weren't excited enough to come out to save their own lives. So now we're starting to see the stakes of this.
Let me read part of your warning. Rest assured, they're planning to go even further. Trump said it.
Yes.
He doubled down about Kimmel and ABC today, threatening to sue them and threatening them. And so you said, bottom line up front, they intend to remove your freedom of speech. They have openly sworn now they will dismantle the Democratic Party and delegitimize it. And they have decided to use the powers of the war on terrorism against the American public that disagrees with them. Newsom spoke about this last night. You said the only way you're going to keep your freedom of speech is to keep speaking out. Trump is planning to eliminate the Democratic Party. Just talk.
That's
a little
not
more.
A joke.
Yeah, go ahead.
That's not a joke. That. Okay, to everybody who can hear the sound of my voice, all right, I'm in my shouty McShout face panic mode. They fully intend to carry these things out. Every day that you think you're not hearing about them, they're executing them. The deputy chief of staff to the president, the number two person running the government, is Steve Miller. Okay, baby Goebbels. And he is out there. If you didn't hear what he said at the Charlie Kirk rally, he literally stole the words from the speech by Goebbels on Horst Wessel, the Nazi who was shot to death by communists, which started the SS, and the speech, Der Sturm, the storm is coming, which is QAnon canon. Stole that from Goebbels in 1935. This guy is intending to use every lever of power against you, your family, your way of life. He said, we will defund the Democratic Party and anyone who is funding Antifa. They already said they're going to destroy Act Blue. They're going to go after Democratic donors. They're going to go after small dollar donations. And you know what? One day we're going to wake up in a couple of weeks, and because we tend to forget things every day, and we're going to find out that it's gone. You have to stand up and use your voice. Start funding people. Start donating to these campaigns, and let's turn out the party.
Yep. You said, you ended with wake the up. What can we do about this? What I'm seeing is a lot of people are enjoying boiling in the slow cook mode that Trump has put us in. There's another protest October 18th that should be a nationwide call for Trump to restore your rights or face consequences. Stop looking at the election of 2026 to save us. The urgency's now, right? As Dr. King used to say, the fierce urgency of now. Let's end on that. In fact, you were talking about the breaking news about shots fired at the ICE facility in Dallas. Because, you know, the other thing people say to me is, oh, that's hyperbole in Nazi Germany and, you know, people aren't dying. Well, how many people now have died in ICE custody? I forget. You updated the number. I haven't. I have
16. Oh, including today. That's 4 were just shot to death in Dallas. And it turns out that it was a sniper on a roof, shot 4 handcuffed detainees as they were being moved into the facility. Right. 4 have died now. No law enforcement were killed or injured, as far as I can tell in this reporting. And then the gunman shot himself. There are a lot of mentally disturbed people out there who want to go out in a blaze of glory. Case in point, El Paso, 24 people shot to death in a Walmart by a kid who believed in the great replacement theory.
Yes.
And who drove like 10 hours to go murder those people because he thought they were all illegal immigrants. We have got to understand. I wrote a book called They Want to Kill Americans. The violence is on one side, right? But you've got to be ready to understand that they are more than willing to go to guns and use any little thing here to implement that violence. And you can't be a nerd to it, and you can't apologize for it. You need to understand it and face it.
I'm sorry, Malcolm, I think I stepped on you there. How many people did you say have died in ICE custody?
16 had died in ICE custody, plus 4 today.
Okay. Because I know we've had a couple people die in ICE raids out here. Yeah. So don't say, you know, you can't call it, you know, Holocaust or blah, 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 or compare it to anything because nobody's dying. It's like, well, yes, people are just starting to die. So it is, you know, every bit as urgent as you say it is, Malcolm.
Well, all I can say is I ended that thing with what I always do is a call to action. You guys want to do something? Go to my FAFOPAC.org, FAFOPAC, and do a highway overpass. Do it on your own. Just get
overpass, right,
and put up a sign, some micro message, right, that stop killing immigrants or whatever you want to put up there. Grab the messaging away from Fox News and put it in a place that people cannot avoid it, especially those people who did not vote and who have busy lives and think that none of this involves them.
Yep. All right. Malcolm, you are a great American hero.
That's right.
I think I've mentioned that before. And also a smoke show.
Believe it or not, we're walking on air.
Yeah. All right. I'll see you next week. Bye.
See ya.
All right. 48 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Quince. You know, fall's in full swing. You know what that means. You got to refresh your wardrobe, right? You want pieces that feel as good as they look. Luckily, Quince makes it easy to look polished, stay warm, save big without compromising on quality.
I want that top.
Oh, my God. These tops are so cute. 100% Mongolian cashmere from only $50. Washable silk top skirts, perfectly tailored denim, you name it. Are you eyeing those wool coats? They cost a fraction of the price. Wow. They partner directly with ethical top-tier factories and cut out the middleman. So that means you get luxury quality pieces at half the price. I'm not kidding you. Half the price of similar brands. It's the kind of wardrobe that upgrade that feels smart, stylish, effortless. Try it. Keep it classic and cozy this fall with long-lasting staples from Quince. That's quince.com/Stephanie for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's Quince. quince.com/Stephanie.
Wow. Wowie. Wow, wow, wow.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, do you know what the three pillars to good health are? Great diet, lots of exercise, and great sleep. And if you snore, you not only keep others from a restful night's sleep, it can be an underlying cause of high blood pressure, heart disease, stroke, even memory loss. Zepa is the only FDA-approved and patented mouthpiece invented by Dr. Jonathan Greenberg that uses a tongue seatbelt because the tongue is one of the leading causes of snoring. Zepa also moves your jaw forward, keeping your airway open with a 91% success rate. From now till the end of October, put an end to your snoring and save $10 on a limited edition pink Zepa. With every order, they'll donate $10 to breast cancer research. Go to Zepa.com, use the code PINK, or text the word PINK to 511-511. That's Z-Y-P-P-A-H.com. Don't forget the code is PINK, or text PINK to 511-511. Remember Zepa. That's happy Z spelled backwards. Stopping snoring is happy. Text fees may apply. That's Zepa.com. The code is PINK.
You may know frontotemporal degeneration, or FTD, as the disease that recently forced Bruce Willis to retire from acting. While it's the most common form of dementia for adults under age 60, many people, even doctors, aren't familiar with it. Uncharacteristic personality changes, apathy, and unexplained struggles with decision-making, movement, speaking, or language comprehension are the most common symptoms. It is often misdiagnosed as bipolar disorder, depression, and sometimes just a midlife crisis. It's World FTD Awareness Week. You can learn more about this disease and the important steps you can take to preserve and maximize quality of life by visiting the Association for Frontotemporal Degeneration at theaftd.org. Find help. Share hope. Go now to theaftd.org.
Lace up your sneakers, Wisconsin. The Walk to End Alzheimer's is coming to Madison on October 5th. Walk with WMDX in honor of someone you love and help us move closer to a cure. Registration is free and easy. Start or join a team today at alz.org/walk.
When you bundle renters and auto with Progressive, you can save while protecting your most valuable possessions, like your really expensive limited edition sneakers and your new suit for your cousin's wedding. Except you never actually bought the suit because you can't stop buying sneakers. So you show up to the wedding looking like you're going grocery shopping. But hey, at least your sneakers will look good in the pictures. Until you're cropped out of every last one of them. So go ahead and get Progressive so you can save while protecting the things that matter to you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Time out.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Cheese curds and craft beer. Progressive politics and football fans. Only Madison could make it all work together. We're the radio station that gets it, because we live here with you. 92.7 WMDX, serving up real news and great conversation about the things we care about, the things that make our city absolutely irresistible, keeping Madison caffeinated and conversating. WMDX.
snooze, you lose out on 50% off of all items in store for Verlo Mattress's moving sale. Available only at the East Washington location and only for the month of September. Check out these once-in-a-blue-moon deals. American-made, locally crafted, Verlo.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show, brought to you by Field of Greens. Whee! It's me running through my field of greens.
Yes.
We all have two ages, our actual age and our body's internal biological age. I want mine to match my big lie on the outside.
Okay.
I have likely lowered my biological age without even knowing. Here's the thing. Most Americans, they eat too many processed foods, not enough fruits and veggies. Many 10 years older or more on the inside than their actual age. You are... ticking time bomb. Major university studies suggested how to slow aging and diffuse that biological time bomb. Participants slowed their aging by drinking Field of Greens. That's all. They didn't change their eating, drinking, or exercise. Just Field of Greens. It can go right into your bottle if you're water. Why waste it? Just water, right? If you're hiking, biking, how you name it. Every fruit and vegetable in Field of Greens was doctor selected for specific health benefits. Cell health, heart, lungs, kidneys, metabolism, even healthy weight. I feel great knowing Field of Greens can slow how quickly I'm aging. Join me. Swap your untested green drink. Drop that. Go now. Check out the university study. Get 20% off when you use the promo code Stephanie at fieldofgreens.com. That's fieldofgreens.com. 55 minutes after the hour, coffee with Carlos coming up. Oh, so we've been playing lots of Kamala Harris clips. But I thought this was a really good point. Brianna said, let's be clear, Kamala Harris didn't say she didn't pick Buttigieg because he was gay. She said that in America today, she knew that a gay man on a ticket with a black woman would not win. It's not about her personal prejudice. It's a calculation about voters' prejudice. And that's what I always said, is that we all, I think, have that fear. It's not what we would vote for. It's what we're afraid other people won't vote for. And, you know, she can be forgiven as the second woman now that hasn't made it. Of course, you know, we're, and I hate that we have to have that conversation. I got what Pete Buttigieg was saying is, you know, give the American people more credit. God, I hope so. God, I hope we have a President Buttigieg someday. But,
yeah,
you know, it's this has been a depressing
he's got my
couple
vote.
Of cycles.
He's got my vote.
Well, there you go. That's one. Okay. A Washington Post Ipsos poll finds 76% of Americans say Trump does not deserve to win a Nobel Prize, compared with 22% who says he does. So we're not taking, crazy pills.
No.
Kyle Griffin says House Judiciary Democrats are demanding Pam Bondi and Cash Patel release the explosive recording that reportedly shows Tom Homan accepting $50,000 in cash bribes in exchange for steering future government contracts to undercover FBI agents posing as corrupt businessmen. Yes, release the Homan tapes. Staple it to the Epstein files.
Release the hose.
Okay. Ron also says, so after promising for 2 years while campaigning to end the war in 24 hours, then flailing around and flailing with only escalation by Putin, Trump appears to revert back to Biden's policy. So much winning. That's what Malcolm Nance said. It's just flailing. That's what it is. It's just, and it'll change tomorrow if, you know, there's something in it for him.
That's right.
I mean, that's how it rolls. Kent in North Carolina. Hello, Kent.
Good morning. It's glad to be on, and especially on this day. When they are sending their little weenie warriors to look for Antifa headquarters, someone sent me a post this morning. It was an aerial photograph of the American and Allied beaches overlooking Normandy, France. And it makes my hair stand on end. And the back of that post was a picture of the American flag atop Mount Sarabachi. And they had a temporary Marine Corps cemetery there. And if they want to go looking for Antifa headquarters, send them there.
Yep, absolutely. Now it's personal, Chris. Now it's personal.
What
Keith
happened?
Says Trump has canceled grants for cities across the country to develop bike lanes because he claims the lanes are hostile to cars. Oh, now he's coming for. Now he's coming directly for me.
And me.
Yeah. Coffee with Carlos next.
Matt.
Madison, students, government, lakes, and WMDX.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Angels of Dirt director and record producer Wendy Schneider. Civic Media's David Grant tells us how you can take over a radio station for a day, and wrestling announcer Rich LoCascio.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Fall is in the air, and there's no better place to enjoy it than at Sugar River Pizza in Sun Prairie. Cozy up inside for some spirits, 48 beers on tap, and THC drinks. Choose from a wide selection of their warm pastas, 12-hour smoked pulled pork, and of course, their pizzas. Voted best of Madison, Sugar River Pizza is known for great food, great drinks, and a warm, welcoming atmosphere. Located on Cabela Drive in Sun Prairie, they also offer catering. Sugar River Pizza, where fall feels like home.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Three people shot, some fatally, at an ICE facility in Dallas. According to multiple sources, the victims are all detainees who were being held at that detention center. Acting ICE Director Todd Lyons describes the building.
It was a secure location. The shooter obviously fired into a spot where our officers and agents would be in, inside of a secure location, where we're doing a lot of our process with our arresting individuals.
The shooter, police describe him as a sniper, is dead of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. We are waiting for immigration officials to update us on it shortly. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky addressing the UN, saying action must be taken now to stop Russia because Vladimir Putin wants to expand the war in Ukraine. South China is being battered by a huge storm. In fact, it's described as the biggest storm on Earth so far this year. Hundreds of thousands of evacuations in China, the Philippines, and people have been killed in Taiwan as well. This is ABC News.